Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing Bring It On.
Y'all ready for this?
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for Cliff Pantone. Loser.
Okay, literally, how could anyone call Cliff Pantone a loser? He's hot and
right?
Like very cool indie.
Mm-hmm. Got the right eyebrows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hubba hubba.
I think it's just when other guys want to take a guy down a peg.
Yeah.
Classic high school.
Oy.
This was actually like the It film of the time, wasn't it?
Yes. And
you know when it's like, what is your Roman Empire? It's I'm sexy. I'm cute. I'm popular to boot. You know? I feel like we can all agree that that is everyone's Roman Empire.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Now, okay, so in this film, Lindsay Sloan plays this incredibly bitchy cheerleader, Big Red. But did you recognize her from anything else? She plays Valerie in Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Of course.
Right. And it's so funny because in Sabrina, she plays this, like, quote-unquote loser who's bullied by the bitchy head cheerleader Libby.
Right, and now she's Big Red. Red.
So I'm glad she had her full, like, her story arc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go, go.
And also I love that we never find out her real name. She's just Big Red.
So, wonder why she's called Big Red. Because of her...
big vagina.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to... Yeah.
The other interesting fact I learned is that Gabrielle Union...
Sorry, who has not aged
a
single day.
Not a day.
Gabrielle Union, please drop your skincare secret.
It's gorgeous.
And I don't care if it's Botox or the lot. Just tell us
what
you've done because you look unbelievable.
So good.
Gorgeous girl.
So she told her TikTok followers last year that additional footage of the Clovers was shot exclusively for the trailer after test audiences told studio execs that they wanted to see more of the Clovers. They loved it.
Yeah, the Clovers ate.
They were so good. But what's sad is that they filmed this footage for the trailer, but that footage didn't end up in the actual film. So it's almost a bit like false advertising.
Mm.
But honestly, anytime the Clovers were on screen, I was obsessed.
Yeah, were you RCH or Clovers fan?
Oh, Clovers,
yeah,
for sure.
I was Clovers.
Just a better outfit as well. I loved their uniform.
Yeah, better outfit, better attitude, and they aren't stealing cheers.
Yes.
Just saying.
Gabrielle was classy all the way.
Yeah.
You know, like she was just like, I'm going to rise above it. I'm just going to focus on Clovers and we're going to...
Like actual Clovers.
Not actual Clovers.
We all love Clovers.
It's the way that they're churned. That's the horror.
Do they still do that butter?
I don't know.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, let's move on to best supporting butter.
Utterly butterly. Oh, actually, no, sorry. I'm a Lurpak kind of girl.
Lurpak queen. Mm. Oh, yeah. Lurpak spreadable?
No.
Oh, in the foil.
In the foil.
Because you like a challenge.
Like a challenge, and also you put it in a butter dish. Hello.
Oh, classy all the way. You're just like Gabrielle.
I know.
Wow.
I'm sexy. I'm cute. I'm popular to boot. Ooh. Go Clovers.
We first up is Best Supporting Character. And I just wanted to first give a shout out to Les, who's one of the guys on the squad. Yeah. He's hot.
Yes, he is.
How is he making the name Les hot?
I don't know. It's working, right?
Yeah. So he was great. Just wanted to put that out there.
Just want to confess my feelings.
Yeah.
And we should Google him and see what he looks like now.
Les, bring it on. Huntley Ritter.
Okay.
Wow, that's a
name.
That's a strong name. I already forgot it. What was it? Huntley Ritter.
Yeah.
Who's called Huntley?
Who's called Torrance?
Okay, so this picture's good.
Oh, yeah.
But then this picture, not good.
He does look good in that picture.
But he's got like a goatee.
His face is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of, what's his name?
Huntley Ritter.
Huntley Ritter.
He has an article on Forbes. I think he's quite successful.
Rich and handsome. He's so handsome. Yeah. If I was his mum, I'd be so proud.
Ooh, I'm going to follow him on LinkedIn after this record.
If he accepts, oh my God, bigger than getting into Harvard. He's much better than Aaron, Torrance's boyfriend who cheats on her.
Oh, yeah. Ew. Also, I thought he was gay. I thought that's what the joke was going to be. But no, he was like sleeping with girls at...
I know.
Torrance didn't really care at that point. You know, the fact that she found out that he was cheating on her because she was into Cliff. So like it all worked out for the best.
Yeah, Cliff has got more of a edge to him.
Yes.
More of a Cliff, I should say. Okay, I want us to go to the cheerleading finals. And there's one girl who's got her hand in front of her face. And she's like, no, I'm fine. And her friend removes her hand. And she's like, completely bleeding. And she's like, we should find your tooth.
Ew.
Awful.
Oh, so God. Funny. I mean, cheerleading is crazy. Mm. Cheerleading definitely looks fun in this film. But it's like an athletic sport. Mm. Did you ever see that Netflix documentary, Cheer?
No.
Oh, that was like so intense. It's insane the amount of work these people put into it.
And is this all for popularity or generally because they love gymnastics?
It's gymnastics, I think. I don't even...
Because when I think of cheerleaders, I feel like the only reason anyone would want to be in a cheerleading squad is to be popular.
Yeah, but does it really have that like resonance?
Could you ever be a cheerleader?
No, I do not have the strength.
Also, I'm scared of heights. So there's no way in hell you're picking me up by my feet and throwing me in the air and making me stand one leg on your hands.
It's insane. The trust that you've got to have in these kids in your school, like it's too much. Far too much.
Yeah.
Speaking of finals, I want to give a shout out to my favorite cheerleader in the Clovers, Janelope. I love that she was so ready to beat up Tor and Missy. You've been touched by an angel, girl. I believe it. Crazy, but she was hilarious.
Feisty, I like it.
Yeah.
Feisty in a good way.
Yeah, of course.
She reclaims feisty. Yeah.
I also loved this feisty girl, Carter, who was the tiny tot cheerleader at the regionals. Carter, I'm going to kick your ass, you evil whore. Get over it, hag. Like, literally, maybe, like, 5 years old?
Yeah. Courtney's like, what? So, I mean...
So funny. It's always... Oh, my gosh. It's always the kids who have, like, adult lines.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Rude. Actually, someone who would be brilliant going out with Carter would be Justin, Torrance's brother.
Yes.
Absolute brat.
Oh, the worst. And also, sunken eyes match. Hmm.
She's growing up so fast. Or he does something like that. In the beginning scene, doesn't he? And it's so satisfying when she rips his PlayStation out of the socket.
Yes.
Taste of your own medicine, Justin.
Yeah. You're at cheerleaders tryout.
Broadcast to school.
Yeah. Broadcast to bullies.
Oh, is that the popular bus?
Toot toot, motherfucker.
Just driving past.
So,
that is funny.
Yeah.
Actually, there's someone on the cheer squad who, in the beginning scene when Torrance is announced to be the head cheerleader from Big Red, is the girl who, like, they do the routine and the girl breaks her leg.
Yes.
And she's, like, got the neck cast on and everything. She's like, it's okay, it's just a scratch, guys.
Yeah. I'll be back tomorrow, you'll see. Okay.
Okay.
She died.
Sorry?
No, joking. Oh. She just broke her leg in three places.
Oh my God. And then, yeah, we see her waving her crutches.
Yeah. Well, I guess that brings us nicely on to the scene where they're auditioning for her replacement.
Oh yeah. Our best supporting character is definitely within this cast. So I would like to start with the ready, okay, go.
Yeah. She's like, wait, let me try that again. That was terrible. There's also the crying girl.
Mm-hmm.
R-C-H. Charles, all the way. I'm sorry. I just broke up with my boyfriend.
Or one of my personal favorites. Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
Also, the younger sister who came in on audition.
Cute,
but like I needed more enthusiasm from her.
Yeah, she knew all the moves, and I like the little wink at the end.
Yeah,
that she's obviously practiced that with her sister.
Yeah.
Then we've got yo, what's up, girl? Then we've got ballet boy who Les really likes.
Yes, he does, and he even has that crush on the other cheerleader at the end of the film at finals.
I like that. Yeah. I like that they pick two very handsome guys.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. But I do think we need to award best supporting character to give my regards to Broadway guy.
Yeah. Courtney's like, excuse me? What's with the song?
Isn't this the audition for Pippin? Sorry, side note. There's a musical about Pippin.
What is Pippin again? It sounds familiar, but I can't imagine it.
The English reference in me thinks of Auntie Mabel.
Yeah, that's who you're thinking of.
I would love an Aunt Mabel Pippin the musical.
That would be great.
Flies in on a dotted plane.
Plane.
Okay, so shall we pip onto most iconic outfit?
Okay. Got it?
Yes. Let's go Toros. We are now doing most iconic outfit. And do you want a quick little shout out to the RCH cheerleading uniform?
Very iconic.
Yeah. Scarlet and black. Really nice.
Yeah.
It's giving Chicago Bulls.
Yes.
It is, right?
I read that the Toros and the Clovers would have got disqualified if they were in a real cheerleading thing because you're not allowed to show your midriff.
Oh.
In competitions, and both of them, they have crop tops.
Another outfit we should discuss, you know, when Missy and Torrance go to the Clovers High School, because Missy's going to prove to her, like, look, you've stole their cheer.
Yeah.
They go in and there's like the crowd of like all the Clovers fans. They've got their mascot, which is just this guy in like a huge green top hat and like orange beard.
Yes.
Iconic.
Oh my gosh. It's giving...
Ed Sheeran?
I really liked Missy's grunge look when we are first introduced to her.
Oh, yes.
In the tryout. She's got greasy hair that's kind of styled into kind of like twists. Just looks greasy.
Yeah.
She's wearing a black crop t-shirt.
Yeah.
She's got a barbed wire tattoo that she's drawn on her arm because she was bored in fourth period.
Yeah.
And then she's wearing these like green cargo trousers with keys hanging out of her pocket.
Yes.
Jingle all the way, honey.
But she jingled all the way into the cheer squad.
So yeah.
What did she do? She did like a double twisted...
Backhand spring twist and a twist.
Oh my God.
And then Tor's like... gives her this cheer to repeat. And she's like, I transferred from Los Angeles. Your school has no gymnastics team. This is a last resort. Honestly, I love the honesty.
Yeah, fine.
You know, like, fine.
Yeah, she was taking no prisoner, that Missy.
No.
And I love a bit of a glow up. And she did have that in this film as well.
She did. That scene when she comes out of her front door wearing the outfit. And they're all like, they're basically catcalling her.
Yeah, they're like, woo, sexy.
Yeah, take it up.
Love.
She's loving it.
Yeah.
What about Tor's pink pajama vest with hearts on it? Because that's such an iconic scene, and it was even parodied in Ariana's music video for Thank You Next.
It looks very Matilda Jerf.
Who's that?
You don't know who Matilda Jerf is?
No.
Okay, Matilda Jerf, let me just get you up to speed, is one of the most iconic Scandi influencers.
Really?
Yeah. It looks Matilda Jerf. Just go on Instagram, look her up.
All right.
Yeah.
Later. Tor also has a Campus Queen t-shirt.
Yes.
You've got to manifest it.
Right?
Yeah. So
you want to be the Beanock, you've got to tell people who you are.
Yeah.
Speak it into existence. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Gabrielle Union, she does actually have this really cool cropped grey hoodie.
Ooh.
Which is very chic. But also, sometimes you just want a hoodie that just goes below.
Yeah. My belly button's cold.
Yeah. It's not really doing anything apart from looking cheery.
Yeah.
Also, when they're cheering at that sport event, there's like the opposing cheer team that are there, and they try and like diss them in the audience, don't they? And like, yes, all the girls are like, I can't remember how the cheer goes, sorry. Should have written this down in my notes. So the girls turn around, lift up their skirts, and on their like yellow knickers it says, "You suck."
Oh, that must have taken a lot of planning and also pressure to stand in the right place. I also feel like, "You suck," that's such a lame insult. The Tories retort with, "That's all right, that's okay, you're gonna pump our gas one day." Like, and then I'm like, okay, so what if they are? Like, okay.
Yeah, what's wrong with BP Garage?
Yeah, with a little simple M&S, so good.
Is any drive complete without getting a bag of Percy Pigs?
No.
And maybe those millionaire flapjacks.
Oh, yes.
Delicious.
Yeah. I like the chocolate rolls.
Do you know what? Mini rolls don't get my blood going, you know?
They don't get my blood going. They not?
No.
It's bit dry.
Yeah, like the chocolate isn't chocolating and it's like a little bit dry.
Okay, okay.
But give me that sweet, sweet flapjack on top. Or, hear me out, guys. A Rocky Road.
Oh my god, Rocky Road.
Delicious.
You're killing me right now. Oh. I need that right now. Should we pause while we go to the BP garage?
Absolutely. BRB, guys.
Okay. Wait, but before that, we should probably announce Most Iconic Outfit. And I can think of nothing that says 2000s more than Tor during her cheer meeting.
Mm.
One of many. There's a lot of meetings, yeah, guys. She is wearing flowers in her crimped hair.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing a pink kind of bra top with a black short sleeve shirt that's fully open and a blue denim skirt down to her knees, basically. Like, it just feels like someone said, "Hey, Tor, what 90s trend do you want to wear today?" And she said, "Yes." Everything!
Right?
Everything.
And it looks good in this day and age. She just looks like a Gen Z.
Yeah, she really does. Mm. Yeah. Huh.
M&S garage?
Yeah, please!
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Stem.
Okay, so now we're going on to best musical moment. And I think we should start off with our opening scene, which, by the way, was almost going to be cut out of this film.
Why?
I know, it would have not been the same if it...
It's like the best intro ever.
I know. Let's sing it. And everyone else at home, sing it along with us.
I'm sexy. I'm cute. I'm popular to boot. I'm bitching. Great hair. The boys will love to stare. I'm wanted. I'm hot. I'm everything you're not. I'm pretty. I'm cool. I dominate the school.
Who am I? Just guess. Guys want to touch my chest. I'm rocking. I smile. And many think I'm wow. I'm flying. I jump. You can look, but don't you hump. Ooh, I'm major. I'm major. I roar. I swear I'm not a whore. We cheer and we lead. We act like we're on speed. Hate us because we're beautiful. Well, we don't like you either. We're cheerleaders. Hey, we're cheerleaders. Wow.
That was a lot of words. I cannot believe that they were going to cut that.
Okay. The next iconic one is... Y'all ready for this?
So good. I feel like cheerleading backing music is literally just nonsense. It's just soundbite. It's like literally it's a mashup of like 20 different songs.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. You know, at the beginning of the one at regionals, it's like, prepare for total domination, nation. Like, who's saying that? Who is it? So weird. It does get you pumped up.
Yeah.
I also love at regionals another cheer squad play. U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly. You ugly.
Oh my gosh.
Which, funnily enough, appears in a cheerleading scene in Lizzie McGuire.
I feel like Lizzie McGuire would maybe watch Bring It On.
Definitely.
Or no, do you know who would? Kate. Sanders.
Well, she's head cheerleader.
Yeah, and a bitch. Okay, what about Cliff's mixtape that he makes for Torrance?
Oh, that was so sweet.
Yeah, you're just what I need. Very cute.
And he's always said that.
Yeah.
You know?
He's a rock and roll god, isn't he? You know that scene where he's like playing the electric guitar in his bedroom?
If I stumbled across that and he was literally like jumping off his desk, thrashing around, like a little bit of an ick.
Loser.
Yeah. P.S. Where's the bathroom? We can't not talk about the Torres iconic. I said, it's cold in here. I said, there must be some Torres in the atmosphere. I said, oh-wee-oh-wee-o.
Ice. I said, oh-wee-oh-wee-o.
Ice.
I can never have ice and not think of that. Do you know what I mean?
The Torres invented ice.
I know. And actually, when it does get cold, sometimes that song just pops out of my subconscious into my
brain. Yeah. You're like, it is cold in here.
Yeah. I would just love the weather reporter just once to go, there's some Torres in the atmosphere. Yeah. Like on a really snowy day.
That'd be great.
That would be iconic.
Yeah.
But do you know what? That's not the way the BBC roll. They would never be that funny.
We can try. Start the petition.
Yeah.
Right. But what do you think should be best musical moment?
Oh. Without a shadow of a doubt, best musical moment has to be from the end scene. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind.
Hey, Mickey. Hey.
Hey, Mickey.
Hey.
Oh, Mickey, what a pity you don't understand. You take me by the heart and you take me by the hand. Oh, Mickey, what a pity, can't you understand?
It's guys like you, Mickey.
And what you do, Mickey, don't break my heart, Mickey.
Ooh. And I love a bloopers reel at the end of a movie as well.
Yes.
So, Hey Mickey, soundtracking that was just amazing.
Perfect. I love the blooper where Gabrielle Union throws the check at Torrance and it just gets stuck to her and starts falling on the floor. And she's like, oh.
I'll cash this. Thank you very much.
I'll have daddy's money.
Yeah.
So good.
Love it. But that's such a good song.
Yeah, iconic for our time.
Yes. And also, did we ever find out who Mickey is?
Sure. But in my head, I always think of Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Ho ho! What a pity!
Okay, so next up is best quote. And during the opening cheer number intros, you know, we're introduced to all of the members of the squad. There's, I'm Courtney. I just enjoyed that. Courtney, I want to get to know you a bit better.
Barney and Courtney. Next week on the podcast is Barney and Courtney. Fine.
And Mickey.
Ooh, I love Huna.
I love that. Please stop.
Yeah.
And also, Courtney says, don't tell me Carter can cut school just because she broke her leg in three places. Hello, get a wheelchair? Then her friend Whitney's like, lucky bitch. So harsh.
Awful.
Honestly, them as a pair, I hate them and also want to be the third in that, you know?
I get it. What about in the car wash scene when they're trying to earn some money? Cliff's like, I begged my mum for a brother. And then Torrance says, he'd look a little ridiculous in that bikini, wouldn't he?
Honestly, no.
I would take it.
Yeah. I want to see it. You know, apparently Cliff and Missy almost didn't make that car wash scene because they got arrested in Mexico. They took a break from filming and I don't know what happened, but they got arrested and luckily got out and were just in time to film that car wash scene.
Oh my God, why? What?
I don't know. Crazy.
That's hilarious. How did they get out of jail? I'm sexy. I'm cute.
No, they
don't throw me in your boot. They're saying that to the cartel.
Nice. You know, just the cartel. Yeah. No, I think they did a human pyramid and scaled over the jail wall. I think that's how it works.
Oh, okay.
So, can two people do a pyramid?
Or he played the guitar and they were like, oh, for God's sake, just, yes, fine. Yeah. Open the doors.
Get out.
Yeah. Enough of the clash. Yeah. For God's sake.
So after Missy auditions and the girls are kind of like vetoing her, Tora's like, no, I'm the captain and I'm pulling rank. Missy's the poo, so take a big whiff. Ew! I had to pause and rewind. It's like, did she really say that? That's so grim.
I had to relive that quote twice.
Yes, and also I had to relive, Missy is bank. What?
What about, hey ladies, want to see my spirit stick?
Ew, who says that?
Jan does.
Oh.
Classic Jan.
Oh my God, classic Jan. Speaking of spirit fingers, Cliff says to Missy, nice spirit fingers. She goes, thanks, here's another, and lifts her middle finger. And then he just like pretends to catch it and like slides it in his back pocket, like.
And also, just thinking of Sparky, obviously, this is the early noughties, so a bit problematic, the topics that they talk about. And this is why we all think we're fat when we're not. Courtney's like, why does everyone have to go on a diet? Because in cheerleading, we throw people in the air and fat people don't go as high.
So cruel.
Sparky, you are not going far because you're ugly.
Yeah, nice goatee.
A nice name, Sparky.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Awful. And he was like pill popping.
Yeah, taking the money and then teaching the same routine to other cheer squads.
Yeah, come on, man.
Rude.
Before we award best quote, I do want to give a shout out to the cheerleader at cheer camp who says, the person who drops the spirit stick, however, goes to Hades. That is just so my humor. Like, I'm obsessed. But God, they really, really think highly of the spirit stick.
Yeah, Torrance, the whole film, thinks she's got a curse.
Yeah, right. Best quote, what are you feeling?
Okay, so best quote, oh, it's got to be Football Player 1 and Football Player 2.
Oh, so memorable.
I know.
There's the same guys that do that. Loser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys. Those pricks. So they walk past Jan and they're like, Jan's got spirit. Yes, you do. Jan's got spirit. How about you? Dude, you just lost. Iconic.
Yeah. They are just deflecting.
Okay, let's make up a cheer to go into the next category. Can we discuss?
Yes, we can.
Okay, we'll work on that. Maybe.
He's work, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so now we're going on to can we discuss? And I've got in my notes here, Cliff's house, holy smokes.
Holy smokes? I forgot you were from the 1940s.
Hey, did you hear the light bulb's just been invented?
I'm just on my way to see the musical, Pippin. But you guys, come on, you have to agree with me. Cliff and Missy's house,
gorgeous. So stunning.
Yeah,
like the fact that Torrance can get lost trying to find the bathroom, like how big is it?
Yeah,
actually, side note on that scene, have Torrance and Cliff ever heard of an electric toothbrush? Honestly, they were brushing so hard. They're going to damage their gums. And I love that when she was spitting out into the sink, she had to hide her mouth. And she was just like, because she was shy.
I'm a baby. Something else we should talk about on the subject of Cliff is, you know, in the beginning scene when we first meet him, he joins the class and then he gets called a loser. And then Torrance like asks him about his Clash top. And because she asks, oh, is that your band?
Yes.
Not knowing that Clash are like one of the biggest bands ever. There's like a huge wave at the moment of girls wearing like Metallica or Nirvana t-shirts and they have never listened to a Metallica or Nirvana song in their life. And everyone gets really annoyed.
Yes. There was this TikTok of someone doing like their like an outfit review and they're wearing a Metallica t-shirt. She's like, I got this metallic t-shirt and I just love it. That being said, there was someone at my old work who worked in digital and they had a t-shirt that looked like it said Metallica, like same logo, but it says Metadata. I thought that was really cute. Oh.
Very sweet.
Cute.
But girls who get it, get it.
Yeah, right? So I love that. Mm. And actually, speaking of the school, there's a scene where you see the people parking their cars and walking in. Who is riding Vespas to school? Paolo and Isabella? Like, what's going on?
Oh my gosh, I feel like maybe if I'd had like a midlife crisis, I'd like a Vespa.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're kind of cute.
Cute, but then what if it's raining?
Then you just save it for sunny days.
Oh, fine.
It just looks kind of stylish.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
But yeah, to school.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, who are you trying to impress? Yeah. And then who's sitting in the sidecar?
Was it one with the sidecar?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. We sat in a Vespa with a sidecar.
And honestly, best day of my life.
That was so fun.
It was such a fun day.
In Rome, on a gorgeous sunny day.
We had a guy called Sergio who was taking us on a tour. Honestly, we looked like little Wallace and Gromit on the way to the moon, like in this Vespa and sidecar. It was so cute.
It was so fun. Yeah. Except, oh my God, that sidecar needed more padding. My back was killing me.
Well, when you were sitting on the actual, if you weren't sitting in the sidecar, like I was, on the back of Sergio, like I couldn't hold my arms around Sergio, so I had to hold the back of the seat. Ooh. If you have been to Rome, you know how they drive.
Yes, like, and also cobbled streets, like...
Yeah, he just like expected me to have this internal strength that, like, honestly, if you were someone who's scared of falling off, like, mad, I couldn't believe that I managed to hold on, but you get used to it, but it's like... One little fling and I could be dead.
Yes, totally. But I like the danger.
Yeah, I know.
You in danger, girl.
Danger. Yeah. Another thing we should talk about is the name Torrance.
Yeah, what?
Is that even a name?
It's so close to Toros as well. Like, what? They just should have planned a bit better.
Yeah, I wondered, they call her Tor. I was like, was... A grandma in the family, Victoria, and then they had a grandfather called Terrence or something and just like combined the name.
Yeah.
Usually with a unique name, you've met someone who's got that name somewhere, but I've never in my life met a Torrance.
Yeah, I've heard it as a surname, but it's Torrance Shipman. It's so weird. It was the millennium, you know? They're trying new things.
Yeah.
Although that being said, gosh, watching this show back in 2023... There are an insane amount of slurs used in this movie.
Yeah.
Wow, we were just exposed to anything, weren't we? Mm. It's crazy. And also the fact that one of the male cheerleaders was talking about how he just like casually, what was the line? He lets a digit slip occasionally when he's holding up Courtney doing their cheer routines. Ew! Like so grim. So grim. So, yeah, pinch of salt when watching this, I would say.
Mm. Shall we go on to trivia? They're not getting better.
you'd have thought that...
Take me to... Trivia. Okay, we're now on to trivia. And my first question for you, what is the name of RCH?
Is it Reginald Cuthbert's horse?
You could have said high school. But no, actually, the horse thing, it's actually Rancho Khan High School.
Oh.
So like ranch horse. You get half a point.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a horse impression. Okay, What does Tor's younger brother do while she's on the phone? Specifically, what does he do to her while she's on the phone?
Does he throw fruit at her?
No, he does something to her, and it's much worse than throwing fruit.
I don't know. Does he, like, hit her?
Worse. He farts on her.
Oh, yeah. Ew.
Gross.
Justin, not cute. Okay, what book is Cliff reading in the first Toro's cheer game?
Is it The Naked Ape?
Yes.
Yay! That was my next question to you.
Oh, okay. Sometimes this happens. Oops.
Okay, can you tell me one of the specific criticisms that Sparky Pilastri says to the cheer squad as he's kind of like walking past them in a line?
Too much makeup.
Yes! So you could have had weak ankles, one of your calves is bigger than the other, too much makeup, not enough makeup, what's with the skin? Say it with me, sunlight. And finally, smile. Oh, don't smile. Wow.
Wow. Why does Whitney have one bigger calf?
Yeah, what is she doing?
Scooting to school?
Quite possibly. That is a very reasonable explanation.
Right? Now, are you a left foot on the scooter person with a right pusher, or are you right foot on left pusher?
I'm a right pusher, left on.
Me too. Hey. I'm not left-handed, which is the weird thing, but that's how I feel most comfortable. But most people I know who are right-handed put their right foot on and scoot with their left. What colour is Torrance's toothbrush?
Pink.
Ta-da!
Yay! Okay, amazing. Can you tell me how much money the Toros had to raise and that's why they did the car wash?
So they already had $500. They needed to raise $1,500.
Yes! Ta-da! Well done.
Yay! Okay, my question to you. What team are praying when they walk into the finals?
Oh, no.
Like when it cuts to like all of the cheerleaders.
All the cheerleaders, yeah. They were wearing white. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like Christ's cheerleaders?
Oh, it would be funny if they were called like the donkeys or something. Oh, Bethlehem. No, they were called the Broncos.
Oh, so not far from the donkeys then.
No.
Okay, can you tell me what is embroidered across the top of the Clovers cheer outfits?
Clovers?
Yes! Thought it'd be a bit of a trick question, but it's not. It literally says the word Clovers.
Okay. I'm intelligent. In the finals, obviously the Clovers win. Who are the last five in the finals?
RCH,
mm-hmm.
Clovers,
mm-hmm.
Broncos.
No.
Oh, give me a clue.
Kind of religious.
The Saints,
yep.
I think. Yes. Yep. Gosh, how many more? Two more?
Two more.
Put me on my misery.
Okay, it's NCH and Patriots.
Oh, okay.
Not the Donkeys, unfortunately.
Sadly, they didn't make the cut.
No.
Gutted for them.
And they had such a good routine to O Little Town of Bethlehem. Oh, little town of Bethlehem.
Catchy. Right. Yeah, I'd pay attention in church.
Yeah.
Okay, this last one, a little bit cultural appropriation. Can you tell me what Whitney is wearing in her hair while they're practicing choreography? And also, like, not okay.
Chopsticks.
Yes!
They did that in 13 Going on 30
they
as well.
They did.
That paired with some cargo pants and a top was very off its time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
I'm okay with the cargo pants. Bring those back. Are they back?
I think they're always there.
They're around.
Yeah, yeah. They're okay.
You get lots of pockets.
Yeah,
put lots of things in there. If you want to go to the movies, you can like hide your M&Ms in one.
Okay. Do you know what? This has been fun reviewing Bring It On.
Yes. I'm so glad that we brought it on because we've been talking about reviewing it from season two. And it isn't really our fault. It just was not available on any streaming platform.
I had to view it on Freevee today.
Yes.
Is that where you watched it?
Yeah. And so many adverts for Neighbours.
I only got one advert, actually.
What?
There was an option to watch it without ads.
Are you kidding?
So you were just watching Susan and Carl?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Are you joking?
Yeah. So it is available currently. So that's why we've reviewed.
Yes. As are the other like five sequels that came after it.
I've not watched any of those.
No.
Actually.
Although Hayden Panettiere.
Iconic.
Reminds me of Christmas.
Because of Panettone.
Yes. Oh, little town of Bethlehem.
Hey.
How do they
see me
cry?
I think we need to be more aggressive with it. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how do you see me fly?
Hey, how do you spell Bethlehem? Give me a B-E-T-L-H. E-L-E-M-E-I. I don't know, just...
Leave it to Jesus.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.